Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. My name is Sean Meehan, and I am joined, as always, by my very best pal in the whole wide world, Mr. Connor Lawler.
Hi, Sean. It's very nice to be here. I'm very much enjoying your company on this Friday evening.
What a lovely time between friends, listeners.
Everyone listening is like, this is weird.
I'm just here for the emotional whiplash week on week. Who knows what bit we're going to do next?
I'm gaslighting him week on week.
I always wanted to be gaslit.
Oh, man.
But, Connor, what's Hero or Zero all about? Seamless intros.
You know what Hero Zero is about, Sean.
No, I'm just here with my best pal.
No, but Hero Zero is the show where we choose one comic book character every single week. We talk their good points and their bad points, and we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. So I normally cover DC characters, Sean normally covers Marvel characters, and last week I did the greatest comic book character of all time, the Black Condor. So Sean, it is your week this week, and what he told me before we started recording was, I can't remember if I did this character or not. So I'm interested to see where we go from here.
Yeah, and this comes up more often than you'd think, where have we covered this character before? And now we're repeating characters. I just hope I haven't done it too recently, if I've done them at all. But I am covering a character, Connor, called Jubilee from Marvel Comics.
Actually, that's a very good... Have you covered Jubilee?
I think I've talked about Jubilee in other reports, but I've never actually covered her as a character herself, and she's really cool.
Sorry, just hang on. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Sorry, thank you very much. Yeah, this is an X-Men character.
I mean, you can't say Jubilee without doing the team song. That's how it works.
That's fair, but for the sake of the report, anytime I say Jubilee, please do not do the
theme
song.
No, I'm going to do it every time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, let's get
63 minutes long.
So, Jubilee was the daughter of two prosperous Hong Kong immigrants. Her birth name is Jubilation Lee. I'll have you
know. No, it's not.
It absolutely isn't.
No.
So her name is Jubilation Lee, Jubilee for short.
Parents hated her.
Born and raised in Beverly Hills, California, and lived a charmed life, attending a Beverly Hills private school where she discovered her great talent for gymnastics, which will surely be helpful in superheroing. Now, like most mutants, her mutant power kind of presented itself around puberty, around the age of like 13, 14, And she discovered...
God, it's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor, you know, for so many things, yeah. The mutants in general. So she can create blinding and explosive energy fireworks. And she discovered this when she was running away from mall security. It basically just made her involuntarily emit a big light blast, disorienting the men and allowing a frightened Jubilee to escape.
Actually, okay? I have a question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very early on in the report I have a question, but all I'm asking is, does she produce lights or does she produce, like, can they be used like lasers?
No, it's more like she produces explosion.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so right. Somewhere between a laser and a rock.
But like, can it, so it can hurt people?
Yeah, it can hurt people, it can do damage. Or she can just make it be a big flash and a very small, small explosion without doing much damage. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Cool, cool, cool. So, her life changed completely one night when her parents were killed in a mysterious car accident, leaving her with no one to turn to, Connor.
It always is a mysterious car accident. That is one of the best origins we always cover.
Just, everyone has a car. Everyone loves mysteries.
And everyone has damage. Combine them together.
Dream origin story.
And I bet when they were driving, it was like really rainy and the like wipers were going real quick, but you still couldn't see anything. Yeah. And one of their lights was gone. And then the father's like, wow, this weather's getting real bad. And then ultimately, they drive straight off a cliff. That's how I seen it. I wasn't there. I didn't put them up to it. I just know a lot about it.
Or looks in the rearview mirror, sees headlights in the rearview. Headlights suddenly go off.
Oh. You know, then he looks in the rearview mirror and there's a man in the back seat.
Yeah. And he's absolutely just beaten.
He's warning him about the car behind.
So after her parents died, she was sent to an orphanage, but she ran away and hid in a Hollywood shopping mall. She lived in this mall. She would just, because it was a 24-hour thing. She got her food to make money. She did little like light show displays as like a street performer kind of a deal. Frustrated with the young girl's rebellious nature and the light shows that she would do inside, mall security hired mutant hunters, known as the M-Squad, to capture her. Jubilee held her own by blasting away their energy beams, but she was eventually caught. She was rescued by the X-Men, Dazzler, Psylocke, Rogue and Storm, who happened, because they're all ladies, Connor, they happened to be shopping in the mall at that time.
You don't need to tell me, Sean. I assume they were all the gal pals. They were all out for a little shop, probably buying shoes or whatnot. You know how it is.
I would say whatnot.
And they looked across and Jubilee was in trouble and they thought, ladies, we've got a problem. A lady problem has come up here. And only we, as ladies, can solve this because it's in the mall, it's in the shopping, it's in our home turf. That's what they said.
I've got home field advantage here. But Jubilee, curious about these strange women that rescued her, followed them for a while and then jumped into a portal after them. On the other side of the portal, she found herself in the X-Men's temporary base in the Australian outback, Connor.
Also, actually, I didn't mention it, but Dazzler and her, surely best friends.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
There's nothing to get into. They're quite close. Yeah. Because they have similar powers and they both are just like, you know,
a bit
fun
shit.
And music. And, yeah, no, both of these characters are great, Connor. She hid in the X-Men's base for ages. She actually hid in Dazzler's closet because it was so big that she could just roam around in there.
Because Dazzler had so many clothes from all the shopping.
Look, it was a time. 90s
comics
origin.
Were a different time.
So once while the X-Men were out, Jubilee was harassed and hounded by a Reaver guard dog. Reavers were kind of like mutant hunters, basically, that was left at the base. Jubilee stayed in hiding until the X-Men abandoned the base and Wolverine was captured by the Reavers. Later, she's exploring around the caverns, looking for anyone. Jubilee finds Wolverine hung up on a cross and near death. Now, he's Wolverine, so he can't really die, but he's having a terrible time of it.
I mean, that is a poor start to the day. If you're hanging me from a cross, I mean, start of the day, before my brekkie, I'm calling that a poor day.
It's a rough beginning. I'd write the whole thing off. Jubilee helped Wolverine down from the cross and nursed him back to health. They then travelled to Hong Kong, where they learned that the Mandarin had allied himself with the Hand, who are basically, you've got two of like Asia's biggest crime syndicates are now working together. And as they investigated, Psylocke and Wolverine here, they were ambushed and captured by the Mandarin's prime assassin called Lady Mandarin, Connor. Now, that's not... Okay, it's the worst name that's ever been thought of.
I mean, that is... Surely, just come up with anything. Any other name would be better than Lady Mandarin.
No, that's probably not good either. It was revealed, however...
It's the Mandarin. Lady Mandarin. He's a female psychic. And she's female. Woman Mandarin. No, that's ridiculous. That would be laughed out of fucking comic books. Lady Mandarin.
So it was revealed that Lady Mandarin was actually Psylocke, who was brainwashed and transferred into an Asian body, Connor. So, look, I will never, ever, ever do a report on Psylocke, because that character is the most confusing thing in Marvel Comics.
Did you say they put her into an Asian body?
Yep.
So, sorry, I just wanted to reiterate what you said to me.
The original Psylocke is Captain Britain's sister. Yeah. Okay? Betty Braddock is her name, I'm pretty sure. But she was captured and her mind was put into the body of an Asian assassin, but a mind-controlled version of her mind, and that Asian assassin's mind went into Betty's mind, and then they swapped, they occasionally swap back. Most iterations of Psylocke, they go with the Asian assassin route, but every so often, the whole mind.
Is that where they got
up.
The plot of the movie Freaky Friday from?
It's exactly where they got Freaky Friday from. Correct.
A lot of people know that.
So after Psylocke established a mental link with Wolverine, because she attacked him with her psychic knife, of course, all of the memories of the X-Men broke free the original personality, basically.
Say that sentence again.
This isn't a Psylocke report. It doesn't matter.
But she all of the personalities of the memories of
the memories
Wolverine's
of the X-Men reawaken the original Psylocke. Betty Braddock.
Okay, cool.
It does not matter. All I'm saying here is that while all of this was going on, Jubilee was fighting the Hand Ninjas, and she did really, really well, and she blew up some of the castle with her powers.
That was the setup.
It was all the setup, okay?
So anyway, this guy got his body transferred into another body, and also there was some weird mind stuff going on, but over there... She's doing a fucking B-plus job fighting off those
goons. The Psylocke thing... Look, okay, so... Psylocke, Jubilee, later, after returning to the United States, joins Storm, Wolverine, Psylocke, Forge, Banshee and Gambit in the new lineup of the X-Men. Correct.
I have a question. Which version of Psylocke?
It's Betty Braddock, right? But she's still in the Asian body.
That's gotta be racist.
Oh, it's horrendous. It's so bad.
It's gotta be racist.
So, although she accompanied them on many of their missions, the team remained wary of placing her in harm's way because of her young age. So she's only like 17, 18 while all this is going on. When Wolverine was later kidnapped by the Hand, Jubilee argued that she should be allowed to help, as she had previously fought and defeated the Hand. And the only person who backed her in this idea was Psylocke. She was like, no, she did, like, she's done this before.
I think that might work against her, to be honest with you. If Psylocke voted for anyone, for anything, I'd be like, to be honest, I don't know if she's of sound fucking mind. I think we might need to vote against her, just on principle, really.
She was eventually made to stay at the X-Mansion by the rest of them.
Cool.
So, Jubilee and Wolverine grew a very close
father-daughter. Who got final say on Psylocke's vote? Was it the Asian bar or was it Betty Brown?
I've had a very long day.
Sorry.
So, Jubilee and Wolverine had a father-daughter relationship, Connor. Jubilee.
What kind of relationship did Psylocke
needed
have
the guidance
Wolverine?
Of a parent. Wolverine needed the peace and joy of a child.
The peace and joy.
They teamed up to fight villains such as Sabretooth, Sauron, and the Sentinels.
Sauron?
Sauron.
Oh, yeah, the dinosaur.
The dinosaur man,
yes,
yeah, correct.
That sentence makes no sense if you don't know what we're talking about, but there's a Marvel character called Sauron, not the eye from Lord of the Rings, but a different one, and he's a dinosaur.
Man who turns himself into a dinosaur and decides not to cure cancer.
Yeah, that's actually true. It's a very famous panel of Spider-Man. I think I had it on my Twitter for ages, but it's less like, with that technology, you can cure cancer, but I don't want to cure cancer. I want to make people dinosaurs.
Which is a fair argument, like. So, Professor X was almost killed by a villain named Strife, who framed Cable for the nearly killing of Professor X. Jubilee is the one who persuaded the X-Men that Cable might not be the culprit, as no one knew what Strife really looked like, and therefore he could have disguised himself as Cable. Professor X eventually recovers from the near-death experience, and after this, he regains the use of his legs for a while. So Jubilee takes him rollerblading to cheer him up.
Don't tell me she paralyzes him.
No. So they spend some time bonding, and she realizes that he isn't the stuffy old man that she took him for. His legs do begin to weaken eventually. Jubilee helps him back into his wheelchair, realizing that just being there to help meant more to him than anything she could say.
Aww.
So, like, she's just a nice person, like, at the back of it all. An event called House of M happens in Marvel Comics. 98% of the mutant population is depowered.
Good. I don't know how far deep you're going into this in terms of House of M.
Not too deep. You need to know. Jubilee was affected by this. Jubilee loses her powers for a long time. Jubilee did what she could to help other mutants. But since she was not a mutant herself, she could not go back to the Xavier Institute, and she instead began working as a political activist to try and help mutants on the other side, basically.
That's a nice thing to do, to be fair.
Yeah, like she's still doing the work, she just doesn't have the powers anymore to like actually fight. She eventually relocates to Queens, New York, and opens a safe house for depowered mutants. The safe house soon comes under attack, and Jubilee is kidnapped and seriously injured. Wolverine tries to save her, but to save her life, he has to surrender to S.H.I.E.L.D. agents that were hunting him.
So far in this report, by the way, Wolverine has been kidnapped 4 times, I'm pretty sure.
Wolverine is kidnapped or killed, like, once a year.
I suppose
maybe.
He's indestructible, so like you just always have him kidnapped to start a story because he can't die.
And it takes him out. Like, he's no longer the powerhouse.
Oh, and as you did the same of like Professor X recovered from a near-death experience. Him and Wolverine are always at near-death experiences because they need to take both of them out, and maybe also Jean Grey.
Because they're difficult to write for.
Because you can't kill any of the three of them.
Exactly. So Wolverine sacrifices himself and gives Jubilee to S.H.I.E.L.D. in order to save her life. She makes a full recovery, but for a while she thought Wolverine had abandoned her.
So
she was really, really hurt by that. Then, the New Warriors were a team of young superheroes that basically caused the superhero Civil War. There was later, after all of the events of Civil War happened, the New Warriors was started up again. However, the group is composed primarily of depowered mutants. So it's people that have combat experience, know what it's like to fight with people with combat experience, but they don't have their mutant powers anymore. So what they do is they get given basically suits to mimic, like Iron Man suits basically, to mimic certain mutant powers.
Strange they didn't change the name, because I feel like the PR on that group, quite poor.
The branding, is an issue. Even the Warriors, that would
the
be
The Warriors
fine.
Would be, yeah, like that, or the New Age Warriors.
Yeah, exactly. And so she gets a suit which basically gives her superhuman strengths. The way it's scaled is that she can lift an entire freight train while she's wearing the suit.
Cool.
Pretty good. Pretty good, I would say. Eventually, though, she does leave the new Warriors. Also, while she was there, she does get into a bit of a relationship with a guy called Jono. He'll pop up later.
Jono
Starsmore is his name.
Jono Starsmore. Every town in Ireland has a Jono somewhere along the way.
You need a Jono. Sure, Jono's a good lad.
Yeah, Jono's
he's
a
not.
I tell you something, Jono is sound, but that other Jono now, he's a bit of a fucking gowl, as we covered on Weird News.
So, oh absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Now, she Jubilee is invited to go to Utopia, which is an island set up for mutants. But she's like, I'm not a mutant anymore. I really don't feel comfortable going there. They were like, that's fair enough. She does leave a note to be delivered to Wolverine, and it just says, wish you were here. Because she loves Wolverine. They're best friends.
Wolverine has that kind of relationship with a lot of the young X-Men characters.
Picks up strays, doesn't he? Like,
yeah.
He just...
I suppose, Sean, he's a stray himself. So.
Oh, Connor.
And he sees a little bit of himself in all of them, you know what I mean?
He's so gruff and tough
But I bet he's got a heart of gold. Underneath all of that gruffness and toughness, I bet he'd look after them just as well.
Okay, I can't tell you how much I wanted to stop the report there. However.
Does Wolverine kill her?
Pixie... who is just one of Jubilee's friends. She's also super powered. She has wings and stuff. Pixie and Jubilee were hanging out in Union Square. A vampiric suicide bomber exploded nearby, coating the area and Jubilee in blood.
My head is in my hands. I really thought we'd gotten to the end of a lovely, just heartwarming report.
Jubilee had been infected with vampire blood that would slowly overtake her. She went and got bitten by Zarus, son of Dracula, becoming a full-fledged vampire, Connor.
Who thought this was a good idea?
I have no fucking clue. It's so dumb.
Who wrote this?
So, Wolverine chases after her.
Makes sense.
And the Wolverine also gets turned into a vampire by Jubilee. They lead an army of vampires that attacks the beautiful mutant nation of Utopia. It was revealed, however, that Cyclops had planned for just such an event and had implanted nanites in Wolverine's blood.
Yeah.
So with this, the X-Men defeated the vampire army and Jubilee was placed into the X-Men's care and placed in a cell until a cure could be found, Connor.
She
stays a vampire.
Forever.
For ages. For so long.
I have one question and one question only.
Yeah.
If Psylocke got turned into a vampire, would the Asian version or the other version get turned?
It would depend on which version she was at the time.
Yeah, that's another good point. But what if one half was a vampire and one half wasn't a vampire?
Why did I bring... I knew you'd latch on to this, is the thing.
Why did they make Jubilee a vampire?
They needed some vampire characters and Jubilee needed powers. Well, you see, she doesn't have her Jubilee powers.
Oh, she doesn't
have
any powers, so this is how they give her powers.
Yeah, this is better than just, her mutant powers grew back, you know?
Okay, I suppose.
She eventually discovers a baby boy alone in Budapest. She names him Shogo and brings him back to the Jean Grey School for Mutants, where she reunited with her X-Men teammates.
By the way.
Pardon?
No. She's cured of vampirism.
Still a vampire.
But how is she still a vampire if she's now part of the X-Men?
She meets a group called the Forgiven who learn to move beyond their need for blood and can move about in the day.
Is Morbius part of that team?
I don't actually... He might be. I'm not sure. Not sure, quite honestly.
Okay.
Sometime later, she adopts little baby Shogo.
They don't let vampires adopt.
No, look, she can adopt who she wants. She's
don't.
She, She's 19 or something now.
Yeah, but she's a vampire. And the age isn't the issue.
So despite her newfound duties as a mother, Jubilee felt capable of becoming a mentor to the younger generation of students and assured Kitty Pryde, who'd become headmaster of Xavier's, that she was excited about the job. Helping with this task was John O'Starsmore, Connor.
The worst name.
John O'Starsmore, by the way.
That is a porn star's name.
John O'Starsmore, a little bit. It is a little bit. He has the power that his body is full of psionic energy. When this happened first, his chest up to his lower jaw exploded. So now he wears a big scarf everywhere. That's what he's about.
You literally covered the most... See, the X-Men universe is the wild, wild fucking west.
This is like, the thing.
Like, anything could happen. They have whatever fucking power and they write whatever fucking mad shit. And then Scott Summers ends up probably trying to save everyone. That's kind of every story.
And sometimes he succeeds.
Sometimes.
So what happened next is that a character called Monet St. Croix or St. Croix... Like LaCroix, the water. Monet St.
Croix. Surely a vampire. That's a vampire name.
Well, kind of, in that she absorbs mutant life energy. So she starts attacking the Xavier school, right? They manage to drive her away, but they double the watch at night. They start putting in a curfew for the students and things like that. Then one day, she attacks the school during the day. Now, the way that Jubilee has been able to operate during the day is that she has a medallion that the Forgiven gave her. However, Monet takes that medallion, Connor.
Oh, no.
Witnessing this, because Jubilee is thrown out a window into the sunlight. She's basically going to die because she's a vampire. Witnessing this, Quentin Quire, who was Kid Omega, when we had guest host Adam on the show, he talked about Kid Omega. Kid Omega sacrifices the fragment of the Phoenix Force that he carries within him to cure her of her vampirism and restore her original powers in the process.
Why didn't he do that in the first place?
Because it wasn't life or death at that time.
Also, Jean Grey is riddled with the Phoenix Force power. She could have taken like maybe a 1,000 of her power and just given it to her and Jubilee would have been cured.
Well, maybe they were like, she has the vampire thing under control. Maybe she likes that.
Yeah.
I don't want to get involved.
She's a different person.
So she was able to buy her students enough time to come up with a plan and freed them from the threat of Monet. So that's where Jubilee's story lies at the minute. Which was mutant powers, explosions and fireworks. Real, real cool. Love that stuff.
Real cool. Real nice. Real nice person.
Yeah. Suddenly, vampire. The storytelling takes a halt for a long time until she adopts a child that she found. It's kind of nice because she goes from like the father-daughter thing with Wolverine to now she's a parent herself and she's grown and matured and things like that.
I think that story is a lot more emotionally resonant if she wasn't a vampire.
She was a vampire for ages because wouldn't it be cool? Her powers, then, is lumikinetic explosive light blasting. Yeah, so she possesses the mutant ability to generate what she calls fireworks.
Cool.
They are essentially globules of energy that vary in power and intensity. They can result in anything from a multitude of colourful sparkles, capable of temporarily blinding a person, to a fairly powerful detonation, capable of smashing tree trunks or metal objects. She can absorb these fireworks back into her own body without harm. Now, according to Emma Frost, Jubilee has the potential to detonate matter at a subatomic level. Meaning she can do atomic blasts.
What?
After waiting to try it for a while, she was finally able to do so safely while in space on board the Collector's ship. The use of the power making her body translucent, except for her skeleton, she generates a massive explosion that completely obliterates the vessel and is bright enough to be seen from Earth.
Fuck.
So she can just... And she's fine.
Like, so she can just nuclear blast anything she wants?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Cool. Okay.
Pretty rad.
What if we took that character and made her a vampire?
Yeah, what if we just took all that away?
What if we made her worse and more boring?
So she also possesses a natural defense against telepathic detection or attack. These psionic shields render her mind slippery and invisible to telepathic beings.
You don't want a slippery mind.
Exactly who to scan for. She also suffers from dyscalculia, a learning disability that causes severe difficulty in making arithmetic. In doing maths.
Arithmetic.
She's also lactose intolerant, Connor.
Now, well, this is a medical exam.
Here's the thing with the Marvel 1 to 7 rating system is that this is the first time it's ever happened, but there's four versions of Jubilee okay. that have power rating systems.
How?
Because you have the mutant powers, okay. The powers when she's wearing the suit from the New Warriors, okay. The vampire powers, and the times when she wears the suit and has the vampire powers.
Can I just, in terms of that, mm-hmm. can we skip the suit and the vampire suit powers and just get mutant and then vampire?
That's fair. So, mutant. Intelligence of 2, strength of 2, speed of 2, durability of 2, energy projection of 5, fighting skills of 3. Okay? That's mutant. Right. And then vampire, you have intelligence of 2, strength of 2, speed of 3, durability of 6, energy projection of 5, and fighting skills of 3. So, pretty good spread.
I mean, that's pretty good, but also, like, how is she not a 7 on the energy projection in mutant power?
I mean, yeah. I guess if she could do 2 atomic blasts, that might put her up to a 7.
She needs to do more atomic blasts.
More atomic blasts, please. But yeah, Connor, that's everything you need to know about Jubilee and a little bit about Psylocke peppered in there.
I mean, not too much about Psylocke, but yeah, I mean, that was a very, very good report, Sean. If you like what you heard here, you can give us a like and review, whatever podcast platform that you're listening to this on. We've covered hundreds of DC and Marvel characters at this point. Some good, some bad, some real bad, some really, really bad. But we've also covered we've got Weird News, we got Movie Mondays, we also do movie reviews over on the Patreon, so there's just extra movie reviews that we do over there. You can head on over now. It's basically the price of a coffee for the two of us, just for the whole month, and you get access to basically every single movie review we've ever done, every Disney Plus series review we've ever done. There's a whole bunch of stuff over there. You could also like us on Twitter, on Facebook, any of that stuff, on all the socials, Instagram. It's just Here's for Hire Podcast. We also have a Facebook group called Detective Diverman's Discussion Group. And most importantly, you could tell one human being that we exist.
Just the one, please.
So I have been Connor Lawler.
I have been Sean Mead.
And have a good weekend, guys. Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.